Am I on?
Am I working?
Sweet. Awesome. Where can I put mics? Can I just send them over here? Awesome. I'm going to come down to your guys' level because it makes me nervous to be above you. Happy Monday. Yeah, you 715 USers know what that is. I'm beautiful. Okay, that's a little egotistical. I'm sorry. But I don't care what you guys think, because I'm beautiful to somebody else. I'm beautiful to God. It says in Psalms 139, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And his workmanship, his creation, is amazing to me. And I totally agree with that, because I am his workmanship. And it's all around us. We can all see it. It's beautiful. We are all unique. I'll just use myself as an example. From Monday morning Bible jokes, which Pastor Fred will tell you is a little iffy, to playing guitar with some of my friends in the music building before gymnastics, I am my own person. And it all shows God's wonderful, wonderful work in all of us. But he's not the only one in this equation. Because if I just talked about God all night, then it would be a little bit misleading. Because Satan is in the mix too. He's the ultimate counterfeiter. There's a story about a guy who walks into a little store in the country and hands a guy an $18 bill and says, "Can you break this for me?" And the guy says, "Sure, what do you want? 2 9s or 3 6s?" But Satan is better than that. He's the best in the trade. I mean, he's got the skills. He makes you believe it. Just some proof of that is, I'm a village kid, so I'm a day student. My bad. And I drive to school every day, and these last couple weeks have been beautiful, beautiful. Because the fog has been just really thick, and it's been on the trees, and it's made beautiful frost. And it's just like, oh, it's so gorgeous, and I love it. And I get to school, and I'm all excited because it's a new day, and I'm ready for school and all this stuff. A little early in the morning, but I get there and people are like, "Oh, it's so cold. I wish it would get warm." And it's kind of like, oh, man, that beauty is just wasted, because they aren't caring about the beautiful. They aren't caring about the awesome. They're caring about the cold. Ecclesiastes 3 says, "For everything there's a season, and for every activity under the heavens there's a time. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up." It continues on like this. "A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather. A time to embrace, a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to be quiet. A time to keep and a time to throw away." It has a bunch more of those. And then it says, "What do people really get for all of their hard work? I've seen the burden that God has placed on all of us, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time." In all of those, there's a good and there's a bad. Healing, hurt. But there's also one thing that is incorporated into all of them. Time. Because time is a very valuable commodity. Everybody, you have to have time to do something. You got to wake up in the morning, you got to sleep, you got to go to school. I mean, there's not instant learning, as much as I wish that was true. But time is hard to find sometimes, to spend with God, to just have a quiet moment. Freshmen and juniors will tell you 7:15s are killer, because you don't have time to get up in the morning and spend time with God unless you go to bed at like 8, which nobody does. But to God, time doesn't matter. There's a joke about a guy who talks to God and he says, "How long is a second to you?" And God says, "About 1,000,000 years." And the guy says, "Well, okay, if that's true, then how much is a penny to you?" And God says, "About $1,000,000. And the guy says, "Can I have a penny?" Thinking as all good greedy humans do. And God says, "Give me a second." This God who invented time is the keeper of everything. He's the creator of everything. All this amazing stuff. I mean, just look at UCA. Just the beauty of UCA. So many amazing groups. Gymnastics, we just got back from a tour. Corleers, you guys are going to Carnegie. How cool is that? Band and choir, you guys got to play at the Fox. That outreach in Spokane is just awesome. People came and they loved it. All these amazing groups, all these unique people make UCA who it is. It's a place to grow. I mean, you guys that go to the Bridge. I haven't been to the Bridge yet, which I'm really sad about. I want to go with you guys. Because that is an outreach program. Reaching people where they are. People who can't go to church. People who can't get the things that they need. You guys are going to them. That's awesome. That's what UCA is all about. It's a place for God's beauty to shine through. Beauty. James Blunt. You guys know who James Blunt is. Pop artist. Wrote some songs. Wrote a song, You're Beautiful, and I thought it was funny the first time I listened to it because it's all about how he loves this girl, but he'll never have her. And the more I listened to this song, I thought it was funny. And I was listening to it and I thought, you know, I could rewrite this song. I could write it as a prayer to God. And I kind of want to share the words with you guys because I'm proud of it. But I'm going to have to read them because I can't remember. My life is brilliant. But your love is pure. You gave us beauty, and of that I'm sure. This life is so amazing when I'm holding Jesus' hand, and I'm not going to lose any sleep at night because I've got this plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true. I've seen your face in this awesome place, and I know what I'll do. I'll spend my time with you. That last line is so true for me. Oh, if I had the time, if I had the time to spend with God, I would. And I think about that all the time. And when can I sit down and have a minute? But the more I think about it, the more I realize that you can do it anytime. You're spending time with your friends. You can just have a little quiet moment, think about God. You can think about Him all the time. Walking from your classes, from class to class, in your car, day students, or you're driving, you can pray. My parents are going to hate me. They're here tonight. But what I want to do is I want to turn off my cell phone. That's the part. That right there. Death. Turn off my iPod. Turn off my cell phone and just sit down and have a time with God. Say to Him, you're beautiful. It's true. Because I've seen your face in this awesome place. And what I'll do is I'll spend my time with you.
Is this on?